Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
If the president decides that his rival is a corrupt person and he orders the military or orders someone to assassinate him, is that within his official acts that for which he can get immunity?
It would depend on the hypothetical, but we can see that could well be an official act.
It could.
I still am amazed by this. I'm completely amazed. That was from the oral arguments back in April. That was Justice Sonia Sotomayor asking the attorney for Trump, John Sauer, whether, you know, could you assassinate a political rival?
Well, yeah.
What? What do you mean? Yeah. Like, could you order a coup?
Well, I mean, you know.
So, and I mean, these are the questions that came up, right? Could you sell nuclear secrets? Well, you know, bribery, but giving of nuclear secrets to the presidential power. So these were the parade of horrors, right? The horrible things we were asked to imagine could happen if the president had immunity for his behavior while he's in office during the oral argument. And it was listening to that parade of horrors and then also listening to the various questions that were asked by the other justices that led me to my conclusion of, well, surely the Supreme Court is going to say that the president does not have immunity, that he can be prosecuted for official and certainly for personal acts as president. I mean, that part was uncontroversial when he gets out of office. So surely, as I said yesterday, this is going to be a, easy, clear, yes, the president can be prosecuted. He does not have immunity. It'll probably be a 9-0. Did I not say that yesterday, John?
Yes, you did.
And you said in future news a couple of times, no, they're going to give him immunity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, if we're being honest, I think you were probably just saying that to create a little disagreement.
No, I actually
wasn't. You really thought that? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because I've been watching the Supreme Court rulings that have been coming out every single day and how they were saying and how they were leaning. And I was like, nah, it's...
You think they're gonna?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you read it right and I did not. And, you know, I'm not going to entirely give up my secret decoder ring analysis skills for the Supreme Court, but I was stunned by this ruling. I was. And so I did what a good philosopher, news person, talk radio host does, and I spent the day yesterday reading the ruling. All of the ruling. Yeah, and it's long. It's not that long. It's only like 125 pages, but, you know, you can't skim Supreme Court rulings. Like,
the
you kind of have to.
Version.
And it took me a couple of hours to get through all of it, but that is the bulk of the show prep that I did for the day. Luckily, I had a lot of other stuff that we had done for previous days, but that just took a long time. And I read it because I thought, okay, I want to hear what the Roberts Court is saying. You know, John Roberts writes this opinion. And it troubled me as I was reading it because it's almost like if it almost was as if they were writing one where the conclusion was going to be, and so obviously he's not immune for this. Only at the end they're like, oh yeah, he's immune for that. Or, well, he's probably immune for that, or he's presumptively immune for that, and we have to send it back to the lower courts to ask. And I was like, wait, what? How can there be immunity for these things? And then I read Sonia Sotomayor's dissent, scathing dissent, and I hate to say it out loud, but I said it last hour, and I'll say it again next hour. I thought she was right. The liberals were right, and the conservatives were wrong in this case. Now, here's the framework that they created. They created a framework that, and if you're a constitutional, a strict constructionist, if you believe that the law and the documents control things, then they did weird stuff in this ruling because they created a new construct for thinking about presidential powers and immunity that is not in the documentary record. They created this core powers, non-core powers kind of construct. And it's interesting because we just struck down Roe versus Wade for creating a non-constitutional construct, and now they're creating a non-constitutional construct in order to explain why the president has some core powers immunity and other not-so-core powers somewhat immunity. But that's what they decided, is core powers the president has total immunity. Nobody can challenge him in this area. In things like, you know, firing a secretary, you know, you serve at the will of the president, recognizing a foreign government, granting of pardons. They did not itemize something like, for example, issuing of military orders. Although it's hard not to think that's core presidential power. I mean, commander-in-chief of the military is kind of central to being the president. They didn't address that in the opinion, but that was the backdrop, was the question of if the president orders an illegal war or orders an illegal military act or orders the military to do something illegal, you know, well, is it illegal if the president orders them to do it? Well, we'll talk about this in a second, because I think those are the kind of questions that you ask. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about. But we are, if you're traveling on Bayou westbound headed toward 9th Avenue, we're seeing some major delays right there, backed up all the way to the new Culver's right there. Other than that, traffic is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. So, again, this parade of horrors kind of concept, but let's imagine that the president instructs the military to invade, I don't know, pick some country that we think has natural resources that we like. Peru. You know, the president orders an invasion of Peru in order to pillage their natural resources. A clearly illegal war, right? And let's imagine that, you kind of have to imagine for the sake of the argument, that, you know, the military complies, which you would hope they wouldn't comply with an illegal order. You would hope they wouldn't comply. But, you know, this is the fear you always have. If the president orders an illegal act, will the military say no or will the military say yes? You know, hopefully they say no. But what if they say yes? Okay, so we invade Peru, we pillage their natural resources, and Congress is like, what the? You know? And they hold an impeachment, and they kick him out of office. But the damage is done. We killed thousands of people, and we stole natural resources. We invaded a country. They put in the vice president. The president is of a saner temperament and pulls out, and okay. So we did it. We undid it. The question now is, can the president be prosecuted for, you know, mass murder, let's say? Okay? Well, according to the Supreme Court yesterday, as I read it, the answer is no. Too bad. Because that's a core power. And the president has unquestioned immunity when it comes to the operation of core presidential powers. Non-core powers would be things that he shares with other agencies like Congress. And then personal, he has no protection whatsoever. That's the construct they created. Now, I am sympathetic to some of this because the Constitution clearly grants, for example, the granting of pardons as a core power. But then the question is, well, can he sell that? You know, can the president just sell it? Can he sell a pardon? Typically, historically, we've said no. But the Supreme Court opinion, as I read it from yesterday, says there's no way you can stop him. And by the way, you can't even offer evidence of that if you were trying to bring it. That's why Amy Coney Barrett wrote her concurring agreement, is she disagreed with that slice of it, like that you can't even offer in court evidence of the president misusing their power. Well, how can you say the president is not above the law if you have created a construct within which the president can do anything in his core power and never be prosecuted for it? And also, by the way, if he's a second-term president, suffer no consequences whatsoever other than removal from office, but not suffer no consequences at all, because there's nothing, you know, once you're second term, you know, you can't be non-reelected, right? There's no accountability of the electorate. All that's left is the accountability to be criminally charged. You know, why did Nixon need to be pardoned if he couldn't be criminally charged for official acts? I mean, these are all the questions you ask, and every time the Supreme Court, again, this is a court I respect, I agree with. I typically read the opinions, and I think these six justices have it right or really right, and these three justices get it wrong. And it was like I was living in an upside-down world yesterday when I read the opinion. These six justices got it horribly wrong, and these three justices, however this happened, managed to get it right. And I'll give you, like, there's a slight, and Here's their explanation, and I'm probably going to explain this every time because it's worth understanding. The idea is that the Constitution grants certain powers to the president and doesn't grant them to anybody else. Therefore, if the president is using those powers, nobody can challenge them on that, which is kind of similar to the old theory of how a king operates. Like a king, by virtue of their desire, they are a branch. I mean, the king is the whole government. In our case, the president is a branch of government. And if the Constitution grants a power uniquely to a branch of government, then nobody else can ever criticize, criminalize, challenge, sue, nothing they can do, because they are the only ones within whom that authority resides. That's the theory behind what the Supreme Court said yesterday. But even in core powers, you know, the granting of pardons, the recognition of countries, the, you know, firing of subordinates, don't you still want to say there are some ways in which they'd use that that would be wrong, even criminal? Again, the selling of state secrets, you know, the selling of foreign recognitions, the selling of a pardon. That's high crimes and misdemeanors, it looks like. Bribery. So I read this thing thinking in practical terms. Now, let me say this also. The problem we have with this Supreme Court opinion is that the core powers zone is relatively small, we think. The peripheral powers or the outlier, the non-core where you share authority, that's larger, but we don't know how large. We don't know the shape and size of which of these zones. Personal stuff is personal stuff. That's not really that complicated. And he's subject to criminal prosecution for personal behaviors. The problem is we just don't know how big the zone of protection is. And their argument is, in order to have a strong president, which we wanted, but not a king, which we didn't want, he's got to have the ability to act without fear. And the more he's afraid of consequences, the more you impinge on or restrict his power as president. And we don't want that. To which I say, well, we kind of do want that. I want a president who's afraid. I want a Nixon who's afraid. God, imagine what he would have done if he hadn't been at least somewhat afraid. Right? That's kind of the problem. And so if somebody gets in office and wants to do bad things, and the only thing hanging over them is this very politicized process of impeachment and removal, and even after office, there's no consequences, like, what deters them? What discourages them? They can literally get away with anything within core powers. That's why this is so troubling. So, I mean, I don't know what to say. I was stunned by the decision. It didn't add up to me. It even has, like, sort of logical problems, like the impeachment clause, the impeachment judgment clause. Because if there are no crimes within core powers, then how can there be high crimes and misdemeanors for which you would impeach and remove? Again, think about it. If there are no crimes within core powers, then how can there be high crimes and misdemeanors for which you would remove? Meaning that if the president is using his core powers wickedly, you can't even remove him because they don't qualify as crimes. And yet it's the abuse of core powers that you would think would be kind of the main reason you would remove him from office. So I'm very troubled by this. I think that some of the hand-wringing is excessive, but the notion that this is somehow justice and vindication, the protection of the Constitution, you know, we believe in the separation of powers and checks and balances. What's the check on presidential power after this ruling in core powers? Even on non-core powers, they say he has presumptive immunity. And how to even prove that without then degrading his capability to use non-core powers was the test. Well, calling something a crime and putting him in jail would seem to degrade those even peripheral powers. I don't get how this makes sense. And I've tried to understand it because these are justices I normally agree with. So that's the ruling. That's the framework. These are my concerns, and you've heard my reaction to it. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. Feel free to disagree with me. Many have already this morning. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. But if you're traveling northwest on Bayou to the 9th Avenue intersection there, still seeing those delays, just heading northwestbound on that. East Milton showing some minor delays there also. Other than that, I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS, or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about 4th of July, Summer Restaurant Week, Bastille Day, Atlas Beverage Class, and so much more. That's all tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
That's what I'm talking about.
Roaches check in. They don't check out.
Somebody texted me and says, Andrew says, I don't know what to say after he's been opining for 15 minutes on this report. That's fair. What I mean is I don't know what to say in terms of explaining or justifying the Roberts Court's decision. Let me say that. And I forgot to say this yet, but it's an important thing that I think to say. If this ruling were not about Trump, but if it were about Obama or Clinton or Biden, everybody who's angry at me now, and I've gotten many angry texts in here this morning. Andrew, how dare you join the opposition? You know, what's wrong with you? Okay. You would be screaming if this ruling came down and protected a Democrat. Come on, be honest. You know you would. It's not about who it protects. It's about whether this is the right thing for the country under the Constitution and the presidency. And if it only bothers you when it's your guy that it's protecting, or if it's you're only happy when it's your guy's protecting and only bother, I mean, that's a problem too. That's not the rule of law either. 6:29, David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a mistrial has now been declared in the case of Karen Reed, who was accused of killing her boyfriend, John O'Keefe, who was a Boston police officer in 2022. Yesterday, the jury sent the judge a note saying some jurors supported conviction. Others believed the burden wasn't met by the prosecution. Reed said she was framed by corrupt police officers. Prosecutors intend to retry that case.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 6:30 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Milltown Duck Race, that comes up That is a 4th of July. So that is on Thursday, a great thing where you buy a duck and they throw it over there. And if your duck wins, you get all kinds of money, including $1,500 for first place at the base of the Milton Downtown Bridge, 5 p.m. on the 4th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden says the Supreme Court's decision on presidential immunity is so broad it allows for nearly anything to be called an official act that can't be prosecuted.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States. But today's Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, that fundamentally changed.
South Carolina Senate Republican Tim Scott on Fox.
I can't think of anything more misleading and disgusting than President Biden bringing into politics the Supreme Court of the United States.
The decision will hold up or prevent aspects of former President Trump's prosecution, and he's asking for his criminal hush money conviction in New York to be overturned. Hurricane Beryl is the first Category 5 storm this early in the season. There's destruction across several southern Caribbean islands. Too early to tell if Beryl will hit the U.S. Gulf Coast. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. Right now we have mostly cloudy skies. It's 82 degrees. Well, Hurricane Beryl on its way to the Caribbean islands now. A Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 165 miles per hour.
We've never seen a Category 5 hurricane this early in our records, and it poses quite a significant threat to portions of the Central Caribbean over the next couple of days.
And that is Eric Blake, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. He says Beryl's forecast to pass near Jamaica tomorrow and the Cayman Islands on Thursday. Looks like the storm probably won't hit Florida, but he does say that this serves as a reminder to be prepared and have a plan in place for the next storm. Four people have now been charged with a woman's overdose death in Orange Beach last weekend. That happened last Saturday. The woman reportedly overdosed on fentanyl. Gerald Anderson, Rochelle Benson, Malia Decatur, and Madison Hayek are all facing a manslaughter charge. They're the first people charged under a new law in Alabama that allows for those who supplied the drugs to be charged with their death. Pensacola State College is breaking ground this fall on a new facility to house their new airplane mechanics program. That's after the governor came to town yesterday to award some state grant money from the governor's job growth grant fund.
The college received a governor's job growth grant that was slightly over $4.4 million to help fund the startup of our airframe and power plant aviation mechanics program that will be taught in a facility at the airport.
And that's PSC President Dr. Ed Meadows. The 25,000-foot facility will be built at the airport next to Hangar 3. It'll teach mechanics and also offer other advanced certifications in the aviation field. And the money will cover a new hangar, training equipment, and cover some operating costs for the program. Yesterday, Governor DeSantis also awarded about $500,000 to Whiting Field in Santa Rosa County for a security fencing project. That announcement made yesterday. An investigation continues after a child's birthday party ended with gunfire at the Dreamland Skate Center on Sunday. Deputies say that gunfire erupted between two people after some type of dispute. No injuries were reported. Channel 3 talked with a representative of Dreamland Skate Center who said it all happened during a child's birthday party. So far, investigators are still working to identify the suspects. If you have any information, contact the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. And a new law designed to protect Floridians from moving scams. Attorney General Ashley Moody yesterday said the law that took effect yesterday requires moving companies now to register with the state, provide clear contracts, and also avoid misleading advertising. The law also increases penalties for movers who refuse a lawful order to return private possessions to a client. It's 6:35 at News Radio Pensacola. John's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about. Traffic is flowing smoothly on I-10, I-110. If you're on Highway 29 headed north or southbound right around Burgess Road, you're still seeing some delays there also, so pack your patience. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
It is going to be a hot, humid day today with a heat advisory in effect. 50% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79. Staying hot and humid as we go into Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain. High near 94. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 82 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news. News anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Terrence Samuel, editor-in-chief of USA Today, has announced he is leaving the role after a year. Neither he nor the publication gave a reason for his departure. Karen Bohan, executive editor of Politics, will serve as interim editor-in-chief while the publication conducts a national search for its new leader. CDK Global, the software provider to roughly 15,000 car dealerships, including General Motors, across the country. That was hacked twice, said it anticipates all dealers will be back online by late evening of Wednesday or Thursday of this week. CDK customers cannot schedule service repairs, access customer data, or even make sales without the system. Futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 50. The NASDAQ up 146 and the S&P 500 up 14. Once again, futures are slightly lower. Monday, the Dow Industrials gained 50. That's your money now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hobbies could be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow at 10 as Emerald Coast Coins will be on the Pensacola Expert Panel. For years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Do you know that there's still a chance for you? 'Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine.
40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Stuff that does not have anything to do with the debate or Trump or Biden, because, you know, it is supposed to be like a local show. Try to do it as much as we can. Sometimes the big national stuff is the only stuff that everybody really, really cares about, and I fully understand that. A couple of interesting notes about laws the governor has signed and also laws the governor has not signed that he has vetoed. This one, this is a very interesting one to me. The left lane driving law that the governor did not sign, that he vetoed. In case you were not aware, it is illegal in Florida to camp in the left lane and impede traffic. That's something that has already been passed into law. That's something that is true. In other words, if you're in the left lane, let's say on I-10, not that that would be an example people might be familiar with, but if you're on I-10 where the speed limit is 70, right? If you are going 70 in the left lane, are you impeding traffic, John Pickens?
Yes.
Yeah, by probably 10 to 15 miles an hour.
Right.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
And then we all have to go around you.
To the right, right, which creates an unsafe situation where people are passing to the right, which you're not really supposed to do, which is the source of so many accidents in the world. Okay, all of that. So if you're on I-10 and there's somebody wanting to go faster than you behind you, you must by law get over so they can break the law. Otherwise, you're breaking the law. No, I know that's a weird thing to say, but that's the way it works, right? If you're going 80 and they want to go 90 and you're in the left lane, well, you're not a cop. You can't stop them. I know a lot of people think they're cops, right?
Oh, well,
I will prevent you from speeding recklessly. Yeah, I mean, that's how people think. So you get over, you're breaking the law 10 miles over. In Florida, you can only be cited for more than 5 over. You're 10 miles over. You're breaking the law at 10 miles over. They zip past you at 90, you're good. I mean, you're still speeding, but they're super speeding, and at least you're not impeding the left-hand lane, right? That's the current law in Florida. Now, on any road that's more than 65 miles an hour speed limit. Now, what this law would have said is even if you're doing 80 in the left-hand lane and there's nobody behind you, if you're not actively passing somebody who's going only 70, then you're breaking the law. So, you know, a very common situation would be that, you know, you're going 80. Okay, you're 10 over. You're speeding. You get in the left-hand lane to pass somebody, and then you see that there are more cars down the way that are also going, let's say, 70. And you're like, nah, it's inconvenient to get over in the gaps. I'll just stay in the left-hand lane. But there's nobody behind you. Okay? If there's somebody behind you trying to go faster than you, then you're breaking the law. What this law would have said is if you don't get over in the gaps, you're breaking the law even though nobody's trying to go faster than you behind you. Do you follow?
No.
Okay. You know?
No.
Really?
No, no, seriously. So if I'm in the left-hand lane.
Mm-hmm. Going 80.
And nobody's behind me.
That's right.
I still have to move over.
Current law, no.
Okay.
Proposed law, yes.
Okay.
I'll give you another scenario.
Yeah.
Certain sections of I-10 are rough.
Yes.
Which is one of the frustrating things. They tell you to drive in the right-hand lane, and then they don't maintain the right-hand lane.
Correct.
Right? The right-hand lane is rough.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever driven in the left-hand lane just to not drive in the right-hand lane because of the pavement quality?
Yes.
Of course. That would have been illegal under this law.
Wow.
Because the law would require you to drive only in the left-hand lane if the speed limit's over 65. Or only in the right-hand lane if the speed limit's over 65.
Okay.
So lots of things that you do now that are very reasonable would have been illegal. Lots of things that people do that they wanted to stop them from doing because they're annoying would have become illegal.
Okay.
Like going 80 in the left-hand lane when there's traffic and other people want to go 90.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been illegal. Okay, so follow. So the governor vetoes it. And the governor says the bill would have prohibited motorists from driving in the farthest left-hand lane or a roadway with two or more lanes and a posted speed limit at least 65 miles an hour unless you're overtaking and passing another vehicle. As in, you have to actively be in the act of passing, okay? You can't just drive next to them for 5 miles, dear truckers.
Oh, man. Yep.
You're about to exit the road, street, or highway, or you've been directed by law enforcement to an official traffic control device. $158 fine. So even though this overwhelmingly passed the Senate, unanimously 37-0, and in the House 113-3, he vetoed the bill, saying, in part, this bill prohibits, and then he says, the language of this bill is too broad. and could lead to drivers in Florida being pulled over, ticketed, and fined for driving in the furthest left lane, even if they're not impeding the flow of traffic. Right.
Right.
That's the law. Even if they're not impeding the flow of traffic. Or if there are few or no other cars in the immediate area. Again, right. In addition, the bill could potentially increase congestion in Florida's urban areas as drivers may decide to not utilize the furthest left-hand lane at all for fear of being ticketed. For these reasons, I withhold my approval and do hereby veto. Meaning, if you're on a 10-lane highway somewhere, South Florida or whatever, or six-lane, I mean, we're getting to be six lanes here, but what he's worried about is that when it's congestion time, people might be afraid of being ticketed because, you know, they don't pass quickly enough in the left-hand lane, okay, even if they're speeding, and therefore they could be ticketed.
Yeah, that's way too broad.
And also because they're afraid of being ticketed, then they don't drive in the left-hand lane, and then you effectively have a two-lane road instead of a four-lane, or instead of a three. And he's concerned about that. It's a good veto. I thought this was a silly law to begin with. It's too aggressive, and the concern about congestion, I think, is probably a little rare, okay? Because in congestion situations, I'm not sure how much enforcement's going to be taking place anyway. But people, you don't want drivers afraid to use the left-hand lane because they might get cited for hanging out there too long. Yeah, an ambiguous law that can be unevenly enforced is always a discouragement to the rule of law and to good behavior. So I agree with his veto about this. 646 on News Radio Pensacola, but please pull over if people are trying to pass you. That's currently illegal. If they're trying to pass you and go faster than you're already going too fast, that is illegal by them, but it is also illegal by you to get in the way. So don't double break the law as they're trying to really break the law. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Well, traffic is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You can get renter's insurance to protect the things that make your place a home, including coverage for theft or damage. Visit progressive.com. That's progressive.com. No accidents on the big board right now. Still seeing those delays. If you're on Burgess, heading toward Highway 29 in both directions, seeing some backups there. Also 29 right there at the Burgess going southbound, seeing delays there. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, thinking about driving in the left or the right-hand lane or any of the lanes and driving legally and, you know, avoiding driving illegally. If you need that next car, especially if you'd like one that goes a little bit faster, I mean, you know, you're allowed to buy it, right? Just use it wisely. Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for a long time and has a great selection of good quality used cars, including sports cars. And trucks and minivans and Jeeps and SUVs and sedans and all kinds of things. And they're about 1 or 2 or 3 years old and, you know, low miles and great condition and good prices. And one of the advantages they have is just that selection, that you can go in one place without having to kind of drive around town to the various, you know, car lots or dealerships or whatever. You can compare them all without ever going anywhere. And that's good because that side-by-side comparison, you ever drive a couple of cars at different places, and by the time you get to the third car, you're like, what was the first one again? You know, right? Same problem, but you don't have that at Frontier because they're all right there. And if you want a refresher on what the first car was when you're driven for, just go sit in the first car. It's sitting right there. You didn't ever have to leave the lot. So it's a little thing, but it is one of the benefits that they have. We went there because of selection in the first place. They had a car that nobody else had. We wound up buying it. So selection was actually our reason for shopping at Frontier, and it was pricing and service and how they treat you and all of that that wound up getting us to buy a car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Why do you love your favorite pair of jeans? What keeps you connected to your oldest friends? How do you know that the solution you seek is right for you? The answer is simple. It's the fit. And at Pinair Credit Union, we believe your finances should fit you perfectly. It's the right checking account for how you spend your time and money. It's the right loan for where you are and where you're headed next. It's local banking that's as comfortable as your favorite pair of jeans. Join us at Pinair.org. You'll fit right in. Pinair Credit Union is insured by NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz forms a close friendship with future convicted sex trafficker Joel Greenberg, who says they had a unique synergy. Greenberg reportedly uses a sugar daddy app to find college girls and pays for sex on the congressman's behalf. That's a close friendship with the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
All right, we call it a draw.
Somebody texted me and says, can a left-hand driver be charged with hostage taking or kidnapping? And at first I assumed they meant like for the passengers in, you know, the car.
Right.
And now I think what they meant was for the people behind them. Like if you're, you know, using your vehicle right. as an obstruction to make sure that nobody else speeds past you, that, you know, you're taking me hostage behind you.
That's good.
That's funny. 652 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, a teenager is suing the state, Andrew, after losing her job as a stripper in Alachua County. This is after that new law went into effect here yesterday, HB 7063. 19-year-old Serenity Bushy was fired this month.
Come on!
That's her name, no way. Serenity Bushy.
No. No.
You have got to be kidding me.
Why you got to make this weird, Andrew?
What's her name?
Serenity Bushy. And
the name of the teenage stripper is Serenity Bushy?
Yes. She was fired from an establishment called Cafe Risque. And
isn't that the one that advertises like for hundreds of miles on I-95? Yes. Okay, go on.
So she's filed a lawsuit. Now she claims that 7063 violates her First Amendment rights.
I can't believe you said I'm the one who makes it weird. I'm just... good Lord.
New rules are being unveiled today by the Biden administration to protect workers from extreme heat. The new OSHA rules would require companies to have an emergency heat response plan. And Andrew, I know you're always looking for the next big investment. So the majority ownership group of the Boston Celtics is planning to make the franchise available for sale soon. They announced that they expect to sell a majority interest in the team either this year or next.
No, thanks.
Boston.
No, thanks. I don't want to know anything that's from Boston. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 653 here on News Radio.
That's a real name?
Yeah, I don't know.
Parents must have been drunk or something.
It seems like a future news question to me. So we'll get there eventually. Hey, if you're come on now. Oh, yeah. All right. Now my brain, okay, my very dysfunctional 12-year-old brain, all I can think about is all the hilarious stripper names you could come up with that would produce the same reaction.
I can't make it up.
Cinnamon Brass Legs is here. Yeah, okay.
Cinnamon.
I don't think he would mind. I had a really, really good friend who it came to Christ in part because of our relationship, so that was kind of cool. But his dad actually owned a strip club, okay? So kind of a bad background.
Right.
It wasn't just a strip club. It was like, I don't want to go into details, but bad stuff.
Okay.
It was East St. Louis, okay? If that rings any bells for anybody.
It does.
East St. Louis strip club is not only a strip club, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
kid you not, his sister's name, His dad named his sister Cinnamon.
Cannot. He's just
100% true story.
Cinnamon.
100% true story. So anyway, just trying to pass on the family business. All right. Anyway, where was I? Oh, I'm sure she's going to hate that. Should I just go to trial? I think I'll just go to trial. Yeah, I'll create a little distance between that and anything else I'm going to do.
That would be the best
thing
to do.
Sean Pickens got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110, all flowing smoothly. Still seeing some delays at the intersection of Highway 29 and Burgess Road. Right there in the southbound lane, you're going to see some major delays. Other than that, things are rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you're 64, turning 65, or retiring, could be younger, doesn't have to be 65, you're going to switch over to Medicare, and you're kind of wondering how that process is going to go. Or you might be apprehensive because, you know, you're getting emails or you're getting letters, you're getting phone calls. It feels like people are harassing you, stressing you out. It's really easy. It's very simple. But you probably have questions. You know, what supplement? What's Advantage? What's Medicaid? Does it apply to me? What's Medicare? What about prescription drugs? All of that. Great. Good questions. They're easy answers. Ricky Stewart Insurance. She's a good friend. I've known her as long as I've lived here, okay, for 10 years. She's really good. You say that about a lot. I only say it about the ones where it's really true. If you listen. And Ricky is great. I mean, she is such a delight. Anyway, call her. Schedule an appointment. Sit down and ask her your questions. She'll have answers for you. It's very simple. This is what she does. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one slice of it that she does. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance. All right, 656 here on News Radio Pensacola. Just can't get all these stripper names out of my head now. So, price of the B-21 is going up. Durr. I mean, God, the military procurement is a... kind of a hot mess right now. You remember the F-35s
Yes.
we're supposed to be transitioning to or adding to substantially, and we're a year behind on delivery of these because they haven't managed to make them work with the newest, you know, was it the Block 4 upgrade, I think, is the one. Anyway, so now you got the B-21, you know, the new B-21 bomber. The Raider, Northrop Grumman, had negotiated a low-rate initial production contract, an LRIP is what they call that. And that means that whatever cost overruns come in the first run, they eat it, okay, on the expectation that they're going to create a platform that the military is going to buy at a higher price later on. Northrop Grumman has lost $1 billion on the LRIP for the B-21. $1 billion. Fixed price production contract that has cost it $1.17 billion so far. We won't repeat that. The Air Force has requested $2.5 billion for the program in fiscal 2025, which is a reduction from $4 billion projected last year. So they're not even ordering as many of them. The question is going to be at what individual price as we try to upgrade our bomber fleet to this newest kind. The procurement cost average was $550 million a piece in 2010 dollars. $692 million in 2022 dollars and more like $700 million today. And the Air Force is thinking of ordering at least 100 of them. So bit of a price tag, you might say. And as mentioned at the beginning, more than was expected, which seems to be the way these things are always going these days. All right, time for future news. John and I tell you what's going to happen before it happens. Supreme Court says that core powers of the president have absolute immunity. Non-core powers have presumptive immunity, perhaps immunity. We're not quite sure how this is going to all shake out. First thing, does this change anything for any of the Trump cases?
Yes.
Which one? The election case? The one that was brought for Jack Smith? Yeah.
Right.
I think so. I mean, I think it probably means that case gets mooted out. Although there's still going to be that question of was he behaving as a candidate or not. But I think some of the questions there are going to look more like core powers. But, it's still to be decided because that's what they said, that remands for several. Now that Biden as president has protection for his core powers, will he abuse this new power?
Yes.
Well, it raises good questions about who's really running the government.
True.
And what will they do with it?
Listen on it.